The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158, NFL Draft Round Number One Morning. Let's get it going. Let's pick some players already, for God's sake. Gil Alexander, how you doing? What's happening, party people? We get tweets at Beating the Book. Kevin Ryan, Gil, this draft class is dreck. We'll be watching the NBA. After the ninth pick, I may be joining you on the NBA, because my work will be done. Jason McKinney, oi, not yo, he said, I was serious on round seven. It's the earliest in Vegas bet that I can make. Oh, because he's coming into town, he says. On the awards market, I think back to a quote regarding a colleague who should have won an award. Quote, it's an art, not a science. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to see any round seven props up, quite frankly, Jason. Hate to I'll break it down easy for you here, or let you down easy on that. But Vegas not exactly chomping at the bit to make round seven draft props available. And then this one from James Fessler. After reveling us with his travels last week, can you get Crack to circle back to his New Orleans trip? Interested in what made him, quote-unquote, know the offer he got would net at least $6,000. Was it a machine? A match? Was it open to us average Joes or just high rollers? Thanks. Well, if only I had that guy here. Ladies and gentlemen, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Billy.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Back from my little trip there, back east. You know, as I get older, though, I don't like to travel.
Oh, yeah. I think that's normal.
I used to be in Atlantic City for a month at a time. But then again, they would allow me to make sports bets, and that stopped. You know, when like FanDuel pulled out retail operations in Atlantic City and a lot of the places, the DraftKings only takes like $250 or $500 retail. That was it. That was the end of for me. But it's great for everybody else. I understand.
Well, what about the travel bothers you? Is it the cramped quarters of a plane? Is it the jet lag? What is it?
I like being home.
I
actually like being home. You know, it's funny. That's was one of the topics on my podcast yesterday with John Orlando and Randy. We were talking about that.
Wisecracks.
Wisecracks. Yeah, which is you could find on YouTube, and also you can find on Spotify under John's Action Junkies brand. You know, though, I got to tell you, I realize I've been tough on Vegas over the years. And I still am pretty tough because I'm always looking out for the average guy and trying to help people. But and you know, it's me against the casinos at all times. That's the way I feel. But we have a lot of things here that places don't have around the country. And I was just in Hilton Head and Augusta. And if anyone knows Augusta, outside those gates of Augusta, whew, it's just a little bumpkin town. And nothing bad about it, but it's just, you know, there's no place to go eat that's normal. Like, it's just, you know, Waffle House. I mean, but, yeah.
No, who doesn't love a Waffle House?
Same thing at Hilton Head. Now, it's beautiful. Yeah. There's pluses and minuses for everything. It's nice to get away. It's nice to see real trees and air and, you know, moss-covered trees and beautiful fairways and the golf course, watching the golfers. It's great. But here in Vegas, I hate to say, not maybe culturally, but we have it all here. We have great restaurants, great shows. Entertainment comes to us.
Yes,
we don't
yes.
have to go to that.
Yep.
You know, we have great things to do. There's some for every age group, really. And we're a great town. I mean, life is pretty good here when you have food choices and different places to go. Like, it really is. And I'm not just, you know, it's not just me. I'm hearing this from other people when they visit Vegas, and I'm putting that into perspective. They're right. Where they come from, you know, back home, maybe they don't have those choices here. AC/DC coming here this week. They're coming to us, Allegiant Stadium.
You're 100% right about the food. It's great. There's no question about that. And you're right. I mean, I always say the single best part about living here is just what you mentioned, which is the music, which I've said many, many times. It's so accessible that, you know, I'll compare it to like living in San Francisco. If it's not right in my strike zone of music, I would never schlep down the 101 to go see an act at the Shoreline, let's say in San Francisco.
That's right.
Because everything's a hassle. LA, by the way, the traffic is so bad,
so
that it's just impossible to go anywhere. But here, you know, you roll out of bed and you knock into some musical artist that's 5 minutes away, right? Like, you can just, it's so accessible that you end up going to see acts that you otherwise might not have.
Right.
So even if it's not right into your musical strike zone, I don't know, like, hey, Maroon 5's at Mandalay Bay? Sure, why not?
Right,
that kind of thing.
Or if you want to go, imagine Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, playing at that little Brooklyn Bowl or whatever. Like, I mean, like,
is he playing at Brooklyn Bowl?
I seen him there, so I'm just I'm just thinking of that offhand. Like, Robert Plant, just in that little Brooklyn Bowl. It's a bowling alley, basically, and you can fit 500 people there. And there's the great Robert Plant on stage. I just think about the different things you could see here. Little tiny shows or giant shows, like at Allegiant or T-Mobile. And how about the game? Think about this. Hockey playoffs. We have Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
I went to a couple. I was never a hockey fan until I came to this town. I love going to games now. It's such a fan-friendly environment. Great for kids. Great for fans. And people base their vacations coming here, going to games, Raiders games, hockey games, eventually baseball games. I think it's going to be great for the city when baseball gets here. I love to think that all these teams, visiting teams, are going to be coming here. And you don't have to go to Yankee Stadium or Petco or anything.
Baseball is the one that I have all. I never doubted basketball, which isn't here yet, obviously, but I never doubted that or hockey or football. That's a one-time engagement, and folks from across the country will plan their trips based on when their team is there. By the way, Golden Knights game 3 tonight, but back in Minnesota with that series tied up at a one game apiece. But baseball, I don't know, man. It's still July in Vegas, and it's a 3 or 4 game set. I just wonder if an opposing fan base is going to treat it the same way they do their hockey team or their football team. Maybe they will, but I wonder.
I think people from like Philadelphia, New York, diehard baseball, we grew up with Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think those people are coming here. I think they're going to come here and say, hey, listen, let's go to Vegas when the Yankees are in town or when the Phillies are in town.
You might be right.
Or the Orioles or anyone else.
It's certainly a well-positioned stadium right there on the corner of Trop and the Strip.
Right.
Can't beat the location.
So I brought you guys some, is that the right word? I brought you guys some, Masters gear. Masters hats. And I brought you an array of shirts to choose from.
Oh, thank you.
Different shirts. Now, I got Kelly one, too. And I'm hearing Kelly now is not here, though. So
yeah, he's in Turks.
He's in Turks and Caicos and having $5,000 blackjack swings, and I'm buying this kid stuff. Anyway.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Can I go back to the I was saying something bad about Vegas earlier? You alluded to it with the NFL draft. They're shying away. They, meaning the collective, shying more and more away from the draft. They don't want to, they don't want to do anything that might cost them any money. And
sports books, you mean?
Sports books, talking.
$300 limit. Even here, the big book,
and
$300, which is, I mean, I guess it's good for most people.
Well, yeah. and they just put it up. They didn't want to put it up. They put it up, and they didn't really offer. I mean, it's a tough draft anyway, but they also didn't offer much that you'd want to bet on, especially in a tough draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, I gave MGM a shout out because they were the only ones that took bets. They're the only ones that took a big bet on anything. Caesars yesterday didn't even have it up at the end.
Oh, they didn't.
William Hill was undergoing maintenance.
Wow.
It's just
I did bet MGM. You're right.
MGM took a bet.
They took
bets.
Yep.
So shout out to them. They didn't yesterday. Yesterday they limited it to a few $100 mm-hmm. also. But I don't know. I mean,
it's funny. You're right. I noticed that because I bet yesterday and I bet the day before. And yesterday's.
They knocked it down yesterday.
They knocked it down. Yeah. And now today you can't bet at all, right?
And so you said, at that point, you're like, what are we even doing?
Yeah.
You said you didn't bet much on this draft?
No.
No.
No, because what's the use of doing all that work?
I agree.
And now I did have a few plays that I gave out to, but as far as what's the use of doing serious work to bet serious money when. I made one bet here. I made a $300 bet here yesterday, over under position of somebody. But
we just have. I'll say this again. I
understand though. They're in a business. I get it because I've killed this draft. So have you.
So have I. murdered this draft.
But
that's the problem. We just have to be okay with the fact that they're not going to let us do that anymore, and that's the end of that.
But I say they're in business, and I still get mad when I see 6-5 blackjack and 000 roulette, though, because they don't have to do that in order to make money. They don't have to do that. But let's just be blunt, and let's use street words. If the public is stupid, I guess offer it. Yeah.
So do the Super Bowl. If again, there are some numbers. I know my buddy Meltzer, like Seltzer, puts out numbers that dispute this. But we saw a palpable drop in people here for the Super Bowl. And I wondered if the Super Bowl was finally the moment where Vegas pushed too far with the prices. I don't know. March Madness seemed pretty packed again. F1's going to be packed. Certainly WrestleMania was mayhem.
I heard it was crazy.
Oh, my God. I never seen anything. I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
But literally on the middle of the strip, I didn't get that it was WrestleMania. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, wow.
I've never seen more people in my life. It's like F1.
Wow. So I seen the social media clip for them trying to get the Ubers and stuff. That was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, there's like thousands of people waiting. They're never going
to
get out of there.
But to your point of the people are too stupid. I don't know what Vegas would have to do to make it so egregious that the tide would turn and they'd actually have to bring prices down.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. I do wonder out there, and this is just now I'm just speculating, whenever California gets around to legalizing sports betting, and there is some notion here that DraftKings and FanDuel is actually talking with the tribes now, so they're going to cut them in on this, and DraftKings and FanDuel will run it. So I do think that that's the day where Vegas feels it. And I know people will then say, well, yeah, but the sports betting pie is only this much. But yes, but sports betting brings people to the party.
Right.
And then they gamble elsewhere. So I do wonder if that's still the...
Well, I actually hope California gets it.
I do,
too. We need more competition to get better offers here in Las Vegas. So
agree.
I hope they get it. And let me tell you, sounds like they will get it eventually.
Because
there's so much money to be made. You know, there's street bookmakers up and down the coast of California.
Don't I know it?
No, everywhere. So it may cut into them, but it may not. Just like in New York, it made a new generation of people gamble looking for street bookmakers. So I don't agree with that either.
We'll answer this listener question about Bill's trip to New Orleans and anything else that's on his mind. Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger, right here on A Numbers Game at
VSIN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game. Don't forget the sharp plays, unmatched transparency with records updated daily, AI betting analysis, real-time global betting information, and alerts directly from the pros. That's sharpplays.com. Check it out. Skill Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, ladies and gentlemen, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. The name of the podcast is Wisecracks with John Orlando, Randy McKay, and Bill Krakenberger. And where's your Fox show? When is that?
That's Sunday mornings. Now they just moved us back to here on the East Coast. I'm sorry, here on the West Coast, 6 to 9 a.m., so 9 to 12. It's with Brian Noe and Jeff Schwartz every Sunday. Thanks for that. Fox Sports Radio nationwide. We're on Sirius and, over 500 networks. It's fun. We just go back and forth, and it's a betting show, but we also talk topics. So thanks
well, that's
for...
nice to be able to do that.
Let me tell you, totally blessed. You imagine,
yeah.
I think about my life, and that when they approached me for this, they probably think I was crazy because they offered me an unbelievable position that was more than just one day a week, and I turned them down. So they must have, are you crazy? I mean, especially for the money. The money was like, I would never dream in my life I'd be making that kind of money in sports betting media. And but I can't because I still bet sports for a living.
Yeah.
So how much do you do during football season? I'm doing so many different spots, and I'm still doing them for Fox. I'll do hits on other shows like Gottlieb and Coward, do other hits on shows, advertising our show. I'll do some commercials on there. But it's so hard when you're doing other shows. The handicap is my main thing.
Kelly and I talk about this all the time, is that he's handicapping golf, I'm handicapping tennis. That takes time. Like, we're not just like, you don't go away for 22 hours and just show up and do a show.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking about what you're going to say, but you're also betting most of the time.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
not willy-nilly either. By the way, let's get to this question
sure.
from Mizzou soldier James Fessler. I'll repeat it. After reveling us with his travels last week, can you get Crack to circle back to his New Orleans trip? Interested in what made him know the offer he would get would net at least $6,000. Was it a machine? Was it a match? Was it open to us average Joes or just high rollers? Thank you.
I received a offer via regular mail from the post office, regular mail, which I couldn't believe because I never played there. So I couldn't believe I got this offer, but I thought about it. It's from the BetMGM app where I've bet a lot of money at the BetMGM app. And, it's funny. I deposited a certain amount in BetMGM and totally destroyed them for football season. I literally 10x'd the deposit. But then I gave back about 4x the deposit, you know, of the deposit. And all of a sudden now I had this offer, which I was pretty surprised.
They're like bringing this guy in
to play video poker. They gave me like $5,000 walk-in money on video poker. So I won't get that again, though. I can guarantee it. But so I knew if I can go at the end of the month, I think it was March 31st, and then if they let me use both offers, March 31st, and then again on April 1st, and I went to the rewards center, you know, playing Nikki the Dunce role for a little bit, like, oh, hi, I just got in, and, you know, even I was there last night. But
oh, hi.
Yeah. And yeah. And they gave it to me. So I actually should have netted a little bit more. So it was, I told you.
Like, explain the March 31st, April 1st thing.
Well, after March 31st, I got, I think it was three nights and 5,000 in free play. So the next day, the next month also was the same deal. Three nights and, oh, $300 in food too, which I never even got to use. I only stayed one night. I was going there for the promotion. That's why my wife thinks I'm out of my mind. She goes, are you out of your mind? No. I had to like pinch her and say, do you realize how much money $6,000 is? I really should have made a little bit more, actually. But theoretically, I should have probably made a little bit more. But I found some good games there. The sports book there was pretty cool. That's where the good, by the way, if you guys do go down to Beau Rivage, the better video poker games are in the sports book, which is a giant sports book, sports bars, multiple ones. The ones towards the door have the best video poker games. You could just go on that vpfree2.com. It's a free site just to look at every casino in the world, by the way, in the United States anyway, to show you where the better video poker games are and locations. So they're the ones that are there. That's what I did. I went for the day. And that was after everything was said and done. I think I made $7,200, but after airfare and rental car and stuff, it was like a $6,000 profit.
But it hadn't, just to answer this guy's question, it had nothing to do with the dates. It was just the fact that they gave you $6,000 to play with.
Well, it was it. They gave me the $5,000 offer, but it stopped on the 31st and started over with a new offer April 1st.
There is something to it.
So I tried to do both and hit both.
Gotcha.
And, you know, that's something that you want to do when you're doing coupon runs or whatever. You want to try to get two for ones out, or you want to, better yet, you only want one play session. You want to be only go for one. You don't want to be tripped, it's called. In other words, you'll go in for that trip on the 31st and 1st because it's a play over a 24-hour period. It only looks like you were there one time and you gave them a decent play combined. Instead of going in March 15th and then April 15th, two different trips, they put that into the equation of making future offers for you. You want to combine trips because you actually get a better Theo by playing both days and making it one trip.
Bang. There it is. There's the actionable information. By the way, New York Mets 16, Scott says, what SiriusXM channel is your show on? I will start my Sunday morning off with some coffee and crack.
Yeah, no, I think it's 83, but I'll make sure before we get off.
I think it's 80.
Well, you know what? We just went back on.
You got to do better at selling this.
That's terrible.
It's 83.
Listen, you can go to foxsportsradio.com and listen live right on your phone or iPad or computer, too. So
I'm going to start doing that with my VEASAN promos. I'll be like, I think it's 158.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. What do you, have a list of things.
I can never get to it all. Just stuff I've been keeping track of. You know, even though we're unscripted, I still want to remember things.
Yeah.
One was sitting in that Waffle House. I told you with Casey Kerr. I told you last week on the show.
Casey Kerr has been on this show.
Yes. Casey's been on the show.
With his Clinton, Maryland / Texas accent.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
He's down in San Antonio now. We wish him well. Casey's battling. He's a battler, though, man. Stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh, no.
He just never went to a doctor until he was like 59. He just never went. But he's in such great shape from walking golf courses his whole life that he's really turned a corner here.
And this could be something that could help people. Was he asymptomatic and he finally went to a doctor and they discovered it, or all of a sudden something happened?
Something happened. A little something happened. He's like, I got to check this out. But he never went to a doctor like his whole life. You know, he never did. So anyway. He has so much energy sitting there with me. I was with him the whole week when I was away. I was with him for like a week straight. And so Casey and I are sitting there, and we're at breakfast. We're at breakfast at midnight when he picked me up. He actually picked me up from the airport.
Sure.
And I'm listening to other people drinking a little bit. They just came in from drinking. I guess I don't know if it's open 24 hours, but it must be, because this group of people, there was a group of about six or eight people, and they were talking about sports betting. kids. I say kids, 20 years old, 21 years old. So they're talking about how much money they got on the Masters and this and that.
You're eavesdropping.
Well, it's almost right next to me, and they're loud. They're loud. They just came in from a night of partying. And I'm just, I had to ask sooner or later. I had to say something to them.
You're bursting.
I was dying to say, because I know I'm in Georgia. There's no legal sports betting.
Right.
Georgia or South Carolina, where I went for Hilton Head, too. So I had to ask, and they were such nice guys. They were such nice kids. And no, they were betting with local bookmakers. And I'm just thinking to myself, Jesus, this sports betting is unbelievable. Sports betting is just, even though there's not legal sports betting in Georgia, it doesn't matter. When you're seeing the DraftKings, the FanDuels, the MGM, the Caesars, you're seeing those commercials, and you're seeing, and by the way, maybe they're college kids. I didn't ask them that.
Right.
It's in every college in America. Oh, every college, wherever they're going, maybe they're going out of state where it is legal, but they were betting with just local guys on, you know, the Masters and to win bets. And
I would imagine at this point, if you're in a state that doesn't have legalized betting, it's almost you're almost getting taunted by this.
Taunted,
stuff, right?
That's the right words.
And so you're like, well, I'm absolutely, maybe even if you weren't before, now you're like, I'm absolutely doing this now.
Just like you said, maybe if you weren't before, you're looking at the commercials and they're across the country and you're saying, well, how can I, oh, I can't bet here. Oh man, do you know anyone? And every local pool hall, bar, pinball arcade. I mean, literally everyone knows a bookmaker. You know, I know it's a taboo thing to talk about, right? But that's just the way it is. So it just, when I seen it, and, you know, me, I have a big side of me that's a responsible gambling side, too. So I just think of me being a little degen at, you know, 9, 10 years old, going to the track with my dad, getting those scratch-off things and getting those parlay cards, you know, and, your parents don't know. They think it's normal, you know. Think about it.
I'm curious about those kids in Georgia, though.
Yeah,
were they as matter of fact about it? Were they like, sure, of course we do it. Like, what's the big deal?
Like, no big deal.
No big deal.
All talked about it together. Yeah. And I had to ask them. I said, as a matter of fact, we were talking about McIlroy. This is before the tournament started. This was Wednesday night, it was Thursday night. I'm sorry, I left after this show. They talked about McIlroy and betting live. And I'm like, wait a minute, betting live? Where are they betting at? So I had to ask them. I said,
guys, live?
I live in Las Vegas. Yeah. And they were all like, wow, we want to go. Really? Live in Las Vegas?
Where are they betting live? Not with their local.
They're betting with local guys. And yeah, there is.
Oh, because of the.
There is some betting lives on
because of the skins now.
The skins now, right?
It ain't the old locals that I'm thinking about.
Right. But gambling, let me tell you something. Gambling's giant in the South, Gil. It's the biggest Calcuttas in the world. Cash gaming Calcuttas have been on these golf tournaments. There's two different Masters Calcuttas with millions of dollars in it. There's big money to be had in the South there.
You know what's amazing about when you say the word locals? My mind immediately goes to the unpaved street in San Francisco that I used to meet up with the locals.
Wow, it's unpaved. Just like, a dirt road.
On a dirt road. It was a part of Townsend, which folks know is by the ballpark now, but. So interesting, the history of all this. Coming back with the crack, man, Bill Krakenberger, right here on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NFL Draft, one of the few betting events where research beats reputation. And VSiN Pro helps you cash in right now. Get VSiN Pro access through August 1st for just $59. A full summer of sharp betting insights at half the regular price. With VSiN Pro, you'll get daily best bets, including sharp insight into NFL draft props, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, full access to VSiN.com's analytics, betting trends, and expert breakdowns from the draft to the Derby and beyond. Every sport, every edge, one low price. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Cleveland, if you could just pick Travis Hunter at 2, and then Saints, if you could just pick defensive line or edge, my work is done here. That's all I require. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. This is from Corey Henderson, 775. My fiance and I played Mickey the Dunce at Universal Studios in Orlando at guest services and got fast passes, which they don't give out for the Hagrid ride. The wait was over 4 hours. Also, what is the website that shows the best video machines in a casino?
Oh, a VP, like video poker, free, FREE, numeral2.com. Yeah, I don't even know how the site stays up. I don't think there's any ads on it or anything, but it's really good. I think people put in the updates of where the casino. So you'll put that up, and you'll actually browse the whole site, but it'll say best video poker machines at Circa by the bar or upstairs, or you know what the best ones. And I think here the 8-5 bonus poker at these bars overlooking the sports book, which is a 99.17 game. I think that's the best return here at Circa. But yeah, so they it'll show you there. It's a great free site. I mean, I
by the way, that answers fake underscore followers question. Did Crack say which website did Crack say was the best for video poker games? So there it is. Say it again, VP.
VPfreenumber2.com. And then you can actually, for strategy on any video poker game, by the way, guys, you could just Google game. So if you want to play that bonus poker that I tell you is 99%, you could just put in bonus poker strategy. Usually it'll take you to the Wizard of Odds, Michael Shackelford site. He's a genius, very smart guy, and writes programs on all the games. He also has a section of his site where it's all the bonus games that you see, which I've termed sour rooters. He has a section of those, too. And that is a brand new book coming out, too. I just seen on Anthony Curtis's site, brand new book coming out, all about the sour rooter games to play. So, but anyway, yeah, there's a couple of little tidbits there, and that's what I enjoy to do.
Chris Heath, oh, you met Jimmy the Neck on the unpaved road too, Gil? Jimmy the Neck.
Wow.
Scott C. Was there a Jimmy the Neck? I don't remember that. Scott C. In reference to your conversation, I live in Buffalo. Every day that is not a visit to Vegas is misery.
Well, yeah. You're talking Buffalo. You're snowed in half the year. Well, I guess not half the year, but now there's some great things about Buffalo too, though. There's some because casinos all over, like, well, not all over Buffalo, but within, you know, driving distance, you have casinos, you have opportunities, you have football games you can go to, you have the Niagara Falls. I mean, there's a lot of different things you can see up there that you can't see here. You know, I'm trying to think where the big mafia meeting was there. I actually drove through there, Appalachian. You can go see the house that Appalachian was in, the big mafia meeting of the 50s. But anyway,
they love their Bills like nothing.
Yeah, the
else.
Bills. Yeah, did they build? Is the new stadium done?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Is it done?
Yeah,
they're
building a new stadium. I think, right?
I know that. Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
That's how much money. That's how much money they generate up there to have 8 home games or maybe 9 that they're building a giant brand new stadium, Buffalo Bills. So that's great. So there is some things to do up there too. But you're right, though. I get it. Here we have great weather, you know, 10 months out of the year. And the only bad weather we have is just wind. That's it, really. The wind's terrible here. The wind's a lot worse over the last 25 years for some reason here. But great weather. You can hang out outdoors, the pools, the partying, and, of course, gambling and the food, the things we talked about earlier. Great stuff.
Brian Schaefer, coffee and crack on a Sunday morning. Where is this? Kensington, Pennsylvania? LOL.
Oh,
I don't know the reference.
I don't know either. But I'm sure we're there. We're everywhere nationwide. So, I apologize for
Justin Gilo. Yo, Gil, I remember a couple weeks ago you and Bill were talking about the word wackadoo, and Bill said something about $500 if someone knew where it came from. Do you know if anybody got it right?
You won't believe who got it. Matter of fact, I think 3 of you guys got it right, but the first one that got it right, remind me again, he works for Caesars.
Eric Biggio?
Eric Biggio was the first one that got it right.
Okay,
I was like, Eric, how do you get this right?
The origin
He's
of wackadoo
so young,
was what?
The Pope of Greenwich Village. That's when I heard it the first time. But, you know, the movie was like 1983, and he wasn't even born yet, I don't think. So he looks so young. I'm like, great job, buddy. So
what was it that you wanted to you saved for today that you said you wanted to bring it up, but you were like,
listen, you have asked me multiple times. Other people have asked you this question. I have been asked it, including this morning. So I will address this question. The question is, what do you think about the Resorts World and what happened over there?
Oh,
they're allowing bookmakers to gamble. And they keep asking that. Well,
this is a product of the Shohei Ohtani thing we're talking about?
Yeah, but even before that, there was the KYC law, Know Your Customer law.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I'm here to tell you the God's honest truth about this. Do you think that every casino in town, it didn't have to be Resorts World, every casino in town has a local bookmaker gambling in the book, playing craps, playing blackjack, playing slots? Give me a break. Do you think if you wanted to ban local bookmakers, shady characters, degenerates, guys that don't produce a paycheck every week, close the doors. Close the doors of every casino because you won't have a casino. So I just, it's overblown. It really is. It's overblown. People look for these kind of stories and things. Do you think a casino host wants to ask a customer, hey, my boss wants to know, where are you getting this money you gamble with?
Come on,
give me a break. Now, they're only talking about the bigger, higher players. Look at the lower players that are blowing $1,000, $2,000 a day that make $50,000 a year that really can't afford it. You want to approach a period of people, a section of people? Approach them if you could. Write them emails. Write them things. Make laws for them. Give me a break about all this, oh, my God, they allowed bookmakers to play. Come on. It's every casino in the world that's allowing stuff like this. It's not just an isolated incident that happened one time. Like I said, close the doors if you don't want people that are shady and in the underbelly and underworld gambling. So it is what it is. Sorry about the answer.
No, that's all right. Sports Savant lets us know that Kensington, he says, is a section in Philly overrun.
Oh, it's terrible.
By drug addicts.
That's what he meant. Oh, it's so bad. Yeah. I seen a great special. There's a great podcaster. You know, during the off season, which I don't get a chance to watch too much, but during the off season, he did a great job at breaking that down there and talking about those poor people there. Really bad, Gil. Really bad.
So it's always sad to see. Jesse Welch, you guys really need to look up Kensington out there in Pennsylvania. He said, then you'll understand the coffee and crack tweet. Yeah, well, sadly, this country has pockets like that for sure. And it's never pleasant. Yeah, it's awful. It's often sad. We were just talking about something off air. How did we get to the whole influencer thing?
I don't know. What did I say?
Anyway, point being, and I've brought this up before. I don't know what you brought up, but I've told this story before, so forgive me for repeating for those who've heard it. But you were just talking generally about the influence that some folks have in the sports betting space. And I mentioned that I spent a day here at Circa. There was supposed to be some documentary on HBO. It never saw the light of day. But anyway, I spent a day with a young gentleman. I'm choosing my words carefully. Young gentleman who claimed to be the biggest sports bettor in the world. He said this was during football season.
I'm laughing because asked you his name. He didn't even know it.
I don't even remember his name. This was during the Alabama-Georgia game. And he said, you're the biggest sports bettor in the world. They put me in between these two. And the guy, he goes, yeah, I'm the biggest sports bettor in the world. I go, oh, you are? I said, well, really? Like, what are you betting on? He goes, well, I bet a million on the Saints last week. Saints, of course, won. Otherwise, he wouldn't have told me that, right? I said, oh, really? Where'd you get it down? He goes, oh, you know, a lot of places. And I'm like, okay. And then the young lady, who many people will know, and she was as sweet as could be, right? She's a big influencer, Amanda Vance. As sweet as could be, nice young lady. But she... I've said this before. She believed, people will remember, Brandon Aubrey missed a field goal. Brandon Aubrey, who never misses field goals, missed a field goal against, I want to say, the Giants. Don't hold me to that. Went wide right. It was in Dallas. And she believed that Vegas made a call. And the gentleman agreed with her, by the way. They were both like, oh, yeah, Vegas totally made a call. So to get to your point about, you know, what you were just saying about casinos, this is how I tied them in together. That the notion that casinos are asking better, how do you make your money?
Right.
The notion that she genuinely believed that Vegas made a call. I asked her to walk me through it. What do you mean? So Vegas, whatever that means, calls the Cowboys sideline and then relays to Brandon Aubrey to miss that field goal, and that affects the point spread. And she looks at me, she goes, oh, yeah. And again, she's the nicest person in the world.
She seems like a nice girl, but
she really is.
Who told her something like that?
But they believe it.
That actually, like,
they believe it.
And then she's telling all her influencer, her influence on all these kids and everyone that is new to gambling, and they're saying, "Oh, wow, that's how it works."
Yeah.
Wow,
and by the way, if I could read her cloud, you know, the cartoon cloud bubble where it's her thoughts and not her actual words, I literally saw them say, dude, you're naive if you don't think they're making a call. I'm like, okay. Like, what do you say after a while?
Wow.
But what people end up believing is a fascinating thing.
No, it is. It is. And that influencer, what I was talking about, was Peter Santinello. Fantastic. One of the best shows on YouTube. But he did the thing on Kensington where he went down to where his cameras, he didn't care. It was one of the best ones I've ever seen. Wow. Peter Santinello.
More with Kraken. We'll review our bets next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back at the numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Vegas regular. Who was the influencer? Again, Amanda Vance was the influencer I was referring to. sweet as could be.
Yeah, but, you didn't say nothing bad about her. We're just talking about
sweet as could be.
How these kids, you know, come up with these things.
Wonderful person. Yeah. Not saying anything beyond what I was just referring to. Scott, New York, Mess 16. Gil, that lady must have watched the movie The Replacements a few too many times. The Replacements, whether it's Keanu Reeves, was that about the Scab Skins of 87, I believe? I got the right movie? Joe C714. I get Visa and trying to get new subscribers. Oh, he's an old subscriber. He wants stuff. He wants stuff. C. Spackler. Next, you're going to tell me that WWE is fake. I'll leave Santa out of this out of respect. Somebody tell quote-unquote Vegas to go blank himself. Keno Walker, great conversation today, he said. Let's go through our best bets before we get back to crack so we can get through these. These are best bets courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. I have one more tennis bet today. It's Rinky Hijikata, by the way. I'll be the first to tell you, tread lightly. The day has not gone well. It appears like Iga may have righted the ship, though, in round number one. So there's that. NFL draft tonight. Once again, we're finally drafting players. Christmas for adults. These were my picks through time here. Travis Hunter, second overall pick, -135. That price is way out of whack now. That's my that along with Saints position of first player drafted defensive line edge at 7-1 are my biggest bets. Everything else was a limited one, including the Commanders position of first player drafted wide receiver at 9-1. And again, that's the biggest thing I can say to you here for those that can still bet this. For those of you who can still bet this until the draft tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, teams which position to draft first. You should be taking flyers on those because who knows how the draft will develop and you will eventually hit one of these. In between, some really limited bets offshore. Matthew Golden, first wide receiver selected, +140. Expect to lose that. Total first round running backs under 2.5. I think I win, but I don't know. Tyler Warren, over 9.5 draft position. I hope to win that. And Ashton Jeanty, over 9.5 at +165. I will probably lose that. Again, first thing we talked about today, Daniel Jeremiah and Todd McShay. They match 1 through 6, 9 and 12. 1 through 6 being Ward, Hunter, Carter, Campbell, Jeanty, Banks. 9, Mikael Williams to the Saints, from their lips to God, and Tetero McMillan, 12 to the Cowboys. As far as our guest today, Michael Montesano joined us earlier today talking about his draft bets that you can make right now. Chiefs position of first player drafted, running back, 11-1. He's doing this with the teams and the positions, like I was talking about earlier. Bills position of first player drafted, cornerback, +275. Packers position of first player drafted, wide receiver, 5-1. These are all bettable right now in jurisdictions that still allow. And he's taking a flyer on the Seahawks to draft Jalen Milroe at 20-1. So he's taking a flyer on that as well. To see if the Seahawks go quarterback there in the first round. Zach Cohen joined us. He's got two NBA plays. He's on the Knicks tonight, laying a point against the Pistons, game 3. That series knotted up at one game apiece. And he is taking the points with the Grizzlies. Oh, bold man. Taking the 10 versus OKC tonight, game 3. OKC up 2-0 in that series. Joe Fortenbaugh from ESPN Bet and ESPN Radio. Knicks. He's laying the 1.5 against the Pistons in game 3 in Detroit tonight. He's also got a prop in that game. Karl-Anthony Towns, over 21.5 points. He's on the Nuggets Clippers under game 3 tonight, 212. And he's got a prop in the OKC game, Jalen Williams, over 4.5 assists. That from Joe. All of that courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. Once again, G-Bank upping the ante as they always do. With a $750 bonus, up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature card customers. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSiN.com/G-Bank. That's VSiN.com/GBank, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Bill Krakenberger, once again, y'all, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Wisecracks is the name of the podcast, which he does with both John Orlando and Randy McKay.
Yep, Randy's been on. He was on football season, and he's on for some good things about video poker and different things and some advantage bets that he makes and advantage gambling. And I always appreciate Randy. You know, something I wanted to talk about here. So four slot players, I didn't talk about it yesterday on my show. Four slot players brought a lawsuit against IGT. I think that stands for International Gaming Technology. They make all the games. You'll see IGT on the games. For the randomness of the Wheel of Fortune spins. Now, I want to tell you something. I happen to agree with them, of course. I'm normally going to agree with the people that are against any gaming corporations anyway, because they usually have a good beef. But, you know, you can't fight these big corporations, and I don't know how this case actually is going to turn out, or if it maybe even turned out. I heard about it back in December, and I just wanted to revisit it here. So for anyone that knows, I'm sure you people know, this is one of the oldest bonus games there is the Wheel of Fortune. So you play, you try to get that spin on the last reel to be able to a chance to spin the reel. So now what they're saying, unlike the game of Wheel of Fortune, where you grab the pegs and, you know, spin the wheel, and it's random where it's gonna, your peg is gonna land, and the game of Wheel of Fortune, that is, of course, you're going to land the 1,000 is the max prize. You're going to land one peg away, 25, sorry, or 50, or, you know. So they have said this is not a random thing, but you're showing it like it's the game of Wheel of Fortune, like it is random, and it's predetermined is what it is. It doesn't matter, like, oh, this is a random thing, and it starts here.
Can I ask a simple question?
Yeah.
Isn't it obvious that it wouldn't be random?
Well, to be honest with you, I am for the people that get duped, and I'll use that strong word, into when they're playing, let's say a double diamond. It's an old game. Double diamond, blank, right above the pay level it hits, you know, or seven, ooh, the red seven right below. Well, we should keep playing because it's close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they'll keep hitting the wheel. I think they're enticing you to gamble more. They're enticing you to play more, thinking you're close. You're almost going to hit it. You just missed. This machine's hot. This machine's, you know.
So what you're saying is that even though, commonsensically speaking, it should be obvious to anyone that anything electronic can be rigged.
Right.
Right? Even though, and maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, but this is how I would phrase it. Even though it should be common sense to anyone that anything electronic can be rigged, you're saying that there is always going to be people that are duped by such a thing.
Yes.
And that they are that life does have naive human beings, and you advocate for these people. And these are the folks who are bringing this complaint.
Not even naive, Gil. Just think about the manufacturers that are making the games. These are computer guys and, you know, computer geeky type of people sometimes. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. The smart people that they may not even ever gambled in their life.
Yeah.
But they're making this game to seem like it's something maybe it's not, because they don't realize they're not in the pulse of any kind of a gambling decision in their life.
I agree.
Just like the live wagering over at the M Casino when they first opened up and Cantor Gaming came into town and was thrown out of town. They had a guy that was working the live wagering that never gambled, but he didn't think nothing about denying a wager because the commercials come on. He knew the results, but took the bad ones and didn't take the good ones because he didn't think it was cheating.
I agree with you, I think, because, you know, we've all been naive at something before. I mean, first of all, if you walk around Vegas and you ever see the three card Monty thing?
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Right, people by where still, you live.
People,
right, out,
sorry,
out on the
people
crosswalk.
Every day still fall for that. But I'll take something even more like sort of relatable, palatable. You remember old school? You have to be a certain age to remember this. Before there was like E-Trades and electronic stockbroking. You remember when a stockbroker used to call you and say,
right,
I really think you should buy this particular stock?
Of course.
It never occurred to young folks like myself initially, oh, they have an incentive to advocate or you buying this particular stock. Like, you thought they were above board.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a version of that is what you're referring to. There's always going to be people, no matter how naive I might think it is or you might think it is, that are going to be duped by it. So you're right.
I have a friend of mine back in Long Island that one of my only really true friends, and he works for a big company, Morgan Stanley. He's worked there 38 years. And like he says, Bill, would you rather have someone that's been around this business 38 years advise you on senior wealth than you just taking guesses yourself at the stock market or putting the work in yourself? Because I asked him, I said, why do those people listen? Why do people listen to you? Like, why do they listen? Mm-hmm. What do you know that they can? And he made a good point of it.
Wish Nev would take your side on that. He'd be like, they don't know anything more.
Really?
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
But I'm actually not taking that side. Yeah. I'm taking the side that he proved me
wrong. He proved you. He made his case for me.
Yeah. That, you know, he's around these companies and executives and whatever. Not my inside trading or nothing. It is what it is. All right, we'll get to these other 65 things in next week.
Bill, always interesting. Thank you, sir. Good luck with all of your NFL draft bets, whatever else it is you might be betting. Let's go. Let's make some money on this thing. Pick the players already. Stormy is next with Money Moves. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.